Welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer. Along with me is coach for the West Platte football Blue Jays, Coach Tim Newstead. Reviewing a little bit from last week's action, the West Platte Blue Jays traveled to North Platte to battle the North Platte Panthers for the valued tobacco stick trophy. The Panthers took advantage of some early Blue Jay turnovers and turned that into quick points early, and from there North Platte really and went on to take it 44-0 to retain the tobacco stick trophy at North Platte for another year. Coach, I know this was a tough loss, even though the team battled with many critical and season-ending injuries with some key players. What are your thoughts of this contest?
To put it politely, it was kind of ugly for a while there. I thought coming off with two early turnovers didn't help us at all, and I thought that our offense and defensive line play was fairly poor. They kind of control us on line of scrimmage. They're a better team than us, obviously, up front, and we knew that. But I wasn't really pleased with the fight that we gave up front. I thought we kind of let up on the fight a little bit, especially after those two big turnovers. We kind of took all the wind out of our sails. So came back at halftime, played a little better, but by then it was too late. I mean, the game was under control at half. Playing for tobacco stick should be kind of a motivating factor, and we just didn't perform very well in front of the line. Granted, they are better than us up front, and they were going to give us problems anyways, but we just gave up 353 yards of rushing, and we only gained 57 yards of rushing. So it wasn't one of our better performances. We told the kids this week that we're going to have to find somehow or some way to play well on the road, because that's our third game on the road this year, and that's our third debacle on the road. It's Polo, Lawson, and now this. So we're going to have to find a way how to travel and play well. We're a lot better football team than we showed last week. Are we good enough to beat them? I'm not sure on that, but I know we're a lot better football team than we showed.
Well, certainly, I look at this, and I know Gritz talked about this too. You just kind of put the blinders on and move forward, because that's what you have to look forward to. We'll talk about the game coming up here in a moment, but sometimes for the team's ability to just move on can be tough after a game like that. But I think the Blue Jays have some great opportunities here starting Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, you have to move on. You know, you can't dwell on one game. You have to move on to the next game. That's what adversity is all about. So when you face adversity, you have to move on and learn from it and go on. So I thought we've had another good week of practice. I think kids are playing hard. We're going to play another football team coming up this week that likes to grind it out on the line of scrimmage. So we had to move a couple people around, put an extra D lineman in, because they're just going to run the ball so much on you. So I think that we should be all right there as far as our personnel. We'll see if we can stop them from plugging away at 3 yards at a time. But we had a couple injuries, and the injuries actually occurred in the JV game. We went out to the JV game, finally got Mark back. Mark was going to play a little corner for us, freshman quarterback. He ended up breaking his collarbone in the JV game. So we lost that automatic starter. And then Matthew Haynes, who was coming on for us, started playing a little bit against North Platte. And he was going to be our fourth D lineman that we're going to move in for this. And then he cracked a vertebrae in the game. So it's kind of a rough JV haul there at North Platte. So Miles McHenry's going to take the spot at corner. He's going to step up and play some corner. And Ryan Locke, senior kid's going to step up and play the D-line, sure, maybe Garrett and Mason a little bit. But we're going to have Bill to bang in the front line, and we're going to need those guys. So our depth chart's a little bit low. Got a couple banged-up kids also. Brady's a little hurt with his ankle, and Zane Masoner, sorry, couldn't think of his name earlier, broke his wrist also in the JV game. So we've got a lot of little injuries going on and a lot of things to deal with, but hopefully we can put together a good enough game plan for senior night. The seniors deserve a nice game tonight. They've worked hard, and this is going to be their last probably home game, unless we can pull some out in districts. This will be their last home game for a while, or maybe for the whole year. So I'm hoping that motivates them a little bit. We play a little better this week.
Wow. I did hear a little bit about the junior varsity game, but I didn't realize it was, that much volume as far as injuries. So, yeah, that's definitely a critical factor. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll move on to talk about next week's game here in just a moment. We'll just kind of look at last week's results here before we do. East Buchanan 35, Mid Buchanan 6, Lawson 19, Lathrop 14, and Penny, who the next opponent is for the West Platte Blue Jays, 56, and Wellington Napoleon 24. Tell you what we'll do. We'll take a quick break and go into conference standings as well as districts. And, of course, we'll talk about the next opponent. Very important game coming up. The Penny Hornets come in to Rudolph Eskridge Stadium to take on the Blue Jays. We'll be right back. The Bartee Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bartee Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at barteelawfirm.com. Attic Storage of Platte County is your place to go for storage needs that can be climate controlled with large to small sizes. Attic Storage of Platte County has it all for you with tight security. Conveniently located near the Platte County Fairgrounds and just off I-29, stop by and check them out online at attic-storage.com or call 816-858-2511 and ask how you can get free coffee with your storage rental. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols, Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. Well, welcome back as we're into part two of our conversation with Coach Jim Newstead. Conference standings going into the last game. East Buchanan goes into the last game, and they do have one more conference game they play. Lawson at home. East Buchanan 5-0. North Platte's at 4-1. Mid Buchanan at 4-2. Lawson at 2-3. Penny at 2-3. West Platte 1-4. And Lathrop 0-5 in conference play. KCI games this week, Lawson at East Buchanan. East Buchanan wins that game. They have won the KCI title outright. North Platte's at Lathrop. North Platte certainly would, wants to continue on their ways, taking an opponent on the road at Lathrop. Kip KC Legacy at Mid Buchanan. And, of course, the one we're going to talk about here real quick, Penny at West Platte. You know, it always seems like we're playing Penny at the end of the year. I know that's happened a couple times with you, Coach, or playing Penny for some very important games. And got to say, I think this is the most important game here as you get ready to go to finals, or not, as we get ready to go to district, after this game. But this one here, obviously, a mountain of importance.
Yes, it's always important. You know, you're trying to get ready for districts. Coming off a game you didn't play so well, and you got senior night, and the seniors want to do well. Penny's a good ball club. Their record shows doesn't show them quite as good as they probably are, I don't think, because they played every loss they've had. They played a close game with them other than East Buck, maybe. So they have a slow offense. They're going to ground it out. We call it 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Yeah. They're going to be foot-to-foot, double-tight, double-wing, and they're just going to run off tackle and up the gut on you. And they're going to be happy getting 3 or 4 yards, and they're going to go for it in a lot of fourth down. So they got some good kids in their, on their line of scrimmage. They got the freshman, sophomore tight end coming back from last year, Jacob Miller, who's 6'7", 205 pounds. He's a threat to catch the ball, and he's a pretty dang good blocker. The quarterback is number 7, Tristan Hensley, who's a senior also. And running back is Titus McBee, who's also a junior. So they got some good skill kids back there. They don't do a whole lot, so it makes it easy to prepare. But what they do is kind of hard to defend because they get foot to foot. So X and O wise, it's not that hard to defend this week. But attitude and effort wise, it makes a big difference what we're going against tonight.
Well, it's certainly, that's what we've, I guess, grown to expect from a Penny Hornet team. Coach, I know that you sound like you made some adjustments in this kind of game, and conditions look ideal coming up here for this evening. Of course, once again, senior night. It should not be hard to motivate someone that's dressing up in their uniform for the last time, potentially, at Rudolph Eskridge Stadium.
No, I think the seniors have had a good week of practice, and they've kind of led a little bit this week. It's always an important game for us. We've done fairly well in senior nights. We haven't won every game, but we've done well enough that we played well. So I'm hoping to get a good showing of our kids. We got to stay off the injury bug, though. We don't have a whole lot of depth going into this game. So going in the districts, it's also nice to have a good, nice, strong win or a nice, strong game. Even if you don't win, going in the districts to help your motivation a little bit.
All right. Well, just kind of leading into districts, we'll talk about that now because that's the next contest after this. Some interesting caveats to this, and we'll talk a little bit about that, too. Looking at the district standings now, North Platte's in the top spot. They're 7-1. They got 45.99 points. Apollo in second place. They're 6-2, 41.35 points. Windsor comes in at 5-3 with 38.55 points. Crest Ridge with Chilhowee, they're 5-3 with 36.51 points. Now, keep that name in mind, Crest Ridge with Chilhowee. They are just ahead of West Platte, and the West Platte is in the fifth spot. They're at 3-5 at 33.3 points. So an opportunity here for West Platte possibly to jump over Crest Ridge and put in the four slot. We'll see. But West Platte, once again, in fifth place, 3-5 with 33.3 points. Skyline one to watch because of who they play. But their record doesn't show a whole lot of success, 1-7, but they play some bigger schools. They're at 31.98 points. Midway, 3-5, 31.56 points. Lincoln at 2-5 with 25.1 points. And Wellington Napoleon with 1-7 at 22.07 points. And just kind of looking at the schedule, which I find interesting, North Platte at Lathrop. Apollo's playing at Putnam County, who's 1-7. Windsor at 5-3 plays Lone Jack. Crest Ridge Chilhowee plays at Russellville. They're 2-6. Of course, Penny and West Platte, we know about that game. And Skyline's playing at Stafford. Midway at Cole Camp. But the bottom two in the district, Wellington Napoleon is playing a Lincoln. They could do it all over again the next week, depending on how things shake out. So, Coach, certainly some interesting scenarios here in district. And it's just from this point, really, it's win and move on after this.
Yeah, if I look at the district, I'm realistic with it. I think North Platte's going to nip at the one seed. I think they beat Lathrop. I think Polo stays at the two seed. Windsor's going to win, and they're going to stay at three. So the 4, 5, 6, and 7 is where things are going to get scrambled up.
Yep. Yeah.
We have a good win against Penny. We could jump all the way to 4. We lose to Penny. We could jump all the way down. We could drop all the way to 7th. So there's kind of a combination there of things that's going to happen. I think that Cass Midway is probably going to get the win, so they're going to put a little bit of a twist in the numbering and so forth. Lincoln's probably not Lincoln. I mean, Skyline probably going to lose that game too. I think if I had to put my money on that, but they're playing a Class 2 school again, so who knows where their numbers are going to fall right there. The main thing is we want to try to get a win here and try to get 4th and hope that Crest Ridge doesn't play as well and drops down the 5th, and that way we can get a home game on our first district game, but that's the ultimate goal. But we could go anywhere from 4-7. It's going to be a scramble. It'll be kind of interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, this will be a scramble from here on out. I've had one or two coaches in the past say from here on out it's a playoff game, and that's certainly the way we're looking at it here. I know Friday night. Coach, I wish the Blue Jays and yourself the best of luck at Friday night. We look forward to talking to you once again postgame.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate your coverage. Hopefully we have a little bit better showing than last week for everyone.